Motor City Mobile Wellness, we're in the beginning stages of planning a mobile healing space designed to bring holistic wellness services and resources to Detroiters. The origins of the project are in June 2020, myself and Yoda Kai, we lost our six-month-old daughter, Amaru. After we called an ambulance for help, instead of receiving any type of care, we were met with a whole bunch of police officers who arrived with the EMTs, and basically they declared it a crime scene and detained and interrogated us until they could rule out abuse instead of actually helping us with concerns about our daughter who ended up transitioning. So at Amaru's, right after this happened, a bunch of my neighbors showed up to my home. In particular, some indigenous neighbors lit a funeral fire for Amaru, which lasted 4 days and four nights. During this time, several activists showed up, a bunch of holistic practitioners. People were providing Reiki and helping introduce me to death doulas, providing me with kind of like low-key therapy, bringing offerings, medicines, traditional teachings. And at this four-day funeral, several of us ended up having conversations about what it might look like to have an alternative to calling an ambulance for care, is where the project originated. Over the next several months, we ended up talking about what might it look like to have a holistic space that is mobile, where we can connect with other healers in the city who might be interested in providing care for people in emergencies or also just pop-up services and educational services. And Amanda can talk a little bit about what it is that we've come up with that we hope to provide.
Motor City Mobile Wellness is, the ideation is for a mobile healing space to bring wellness services directly to Detroiters where they are. Recognizing that there are some barriers, as well as just the barriers to accessing Western medicine, as it were. People have gaps in insurance and things like that. And then just the mistrust in general of systems is a barrier to wellness. And so we are looking to bring wellness resources directly to people where they are, and take community care out of the hands of the medical industrial complex, and then also try to remove the carceral system from the equation. And so some of the types of work that we have discussed wanting to do is energy healing, such as AccuDetox, Reiki, chair massage, just a space to be held in grief, some herbal and nutritional consultations, a space for rest and respite. So just things that can be really broadly defined as traditional or holistic wellness.
That's a beautiful vision that you guys have for the project. It's like a constellation of care, it sounds like. I'd like to talk about that aspect. I think for many folks in the U.S., the idea that whether it's a health crisis or a chronic health issue, I think the idea that that constellation of care of people working together for an individual's health in many different fields is kind of a little bit foreign. What in your own journeys in working in healthcare and activism, what else have you experienced in that's led to seeing this need for the Motor City Mobile Wellness Center?
I got into social work about 7 years ago. I started out while I was in school as a mental health tech at a psych hospital. And from there, ended up getting a bachelor's degree in social work, a master's degree in social work, and became a therapist and an organizer. Some of my background is I worked as a medical advocate in the jails. I worked doing a program called assertive community treatment, which is going out into the community and assisting folks who have severe and persistent mental health issues, is what they call it. I also did some HIV work and worked in a homeless shelter in the city. And I ended up finding my way to Radical Wellbeing Center to provide more of a decolonized therapy approach that I was unable to find in these other spaces. Like you said, this whole constellation idea of just surrounding people with care, getting them to the resources they need that are pretty inaccessible or just they don't know how to access. Yeah. And then when this situation happened with my daughter, and when the pandemic hit, it became even more apparent that medical models often fail marginalized communities and are quite connected to other systems that are not as caring as we would hope to see. So, you know, along with the idea, like I said, it's in early stages, along with the idea of wanting to show up for people who are grieving or potentially in crisis, we also want to be able to provide some education. Our aim is by the spring of 2022 to have like a big pop-up event. We're hoping to have a vehicle by then. We're in the process of fundraising for that. Definitely open to donations, monetary donations or donations of a vehicle if anybody knows anyone like that. But yeah, we're trying to provide education in the communities to folks who might not know that there are alternatives to the current system, as well as help folks who are seeking these type of holistic services for mental health, physical health, and potentially emergency situations. And we're hoping to form a co-op where other healers in the city are able to also join us. We have a survey that's up right now where we're looking for community feedback that can be accessed on our Instagram, where we're asking, like, what are some of the services in the neighborhoods that already exist for emergencies? Like, who do you call? Who are your herbalists? Who are your midwives? You know, who are the block clubs in the neighborhood that are really helping people out? So in the early stages, we're really looking to bring alternative healers together to have these conversations and see if a mobile clinic is something that would help them with their practices.
Amanda, please talk about your experiences working in health and healing in Detroit as well, and why you think there's a need for new approaches to how we think about what health and well-being looks like individually.
It's like a whole wavering journey. You know, nothing is quite linear, but I came into healing in kind of a roundabout way through my organizing work. I was a founding member of the Detroit chapter of Black Youth Project 100, which was, dedicated to basically bringing Black liberation through a Black queer feminist lens. And a lot of the work that we were doing together was traumatizing. We're looking into all of these different harms that were coming to our communities perpetrated by the state, and doing anti-policing abolitionist work, anti-police, anti-prison work, and just finding that our communities were traumatized, the people doing that liberatory work were traumatized, and finding that we needed some ways to come into healing for ourselves. And we had a healing and safety committee within BYP 100 Detroit. I think by virtue of me kind of doing my own spiritual practices and healing work for myself, I was kind of called in to be a part of that committee to hold space for us. And an opportunity arose for the Healing and Safety Committee for people to be trained in Reiki and Adela Nieves Martinez. And so Adela put that offer out for a scholarship, and I obliged, and I took Reiki levels 1 and 2 with Adela and ended up getting involved in the Healing by Choice Circle. Ended up doing some of the back end work as well. It's a roundabout journey, but I came into healing through community organizing.
I mean, I know we're not the only people doing this work, but we definitely are looking for alternatives and people who are already maybe practicing alternatives for, especially people with mental health crises, people who have been traumatized, people who are grieving. Like, how can we do better? How can we have kind of like our own community line of defense that's able to show up for people in these situations and de-escalate these situations in a way that is more human, more kind, and honestly, like, more useful for people to be able to have better outcomes when it comes to all of the really traumatic things that they're dealing with.
Similar to what Rachel was saying, just like having experienced and understood the, I'm trying to find a word other than traumatic to describe relationships with policing, medical systems, but I'm struggling to find another word because that's just so apt. We know that sometimes folks do more harm than good, these systems, when they're showing up to a situation that needs care and compassion and maybe additional resources. And instead we get criminalization of poverty and of disability and things like that. And so just understanding that in order to have a safer world, we need more resources and more care and less punishment. Because punishment has never restored a situation, restored health and wellness to anyone. And so it's really just boiling down to that. I think that there's a whole lot of overlap between public safety and public wellness. Public safety to me means that people have the resources that they need informationally, materially, emotionally. People need support in order to be well and in order for our communities to thrive. And so basically it's just an attempt to address where we find some lack and to be able to meet Detroiters where they are. The survey is really important for people to fill out so that we know what is it that you're looking for? What is it that we can do to be of service, as opposed to just imposing our own view of health and healing on people. Healing by Choice recognizes that healing doesn't mean you're not whole. It just means it's just a process of coming back to your most authentic self. And I think that in order to do that, people need more support and care and love. And so that's what we're looking to bring to folks.